Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yomim Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Chav, the third parak HaKomets Rabba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav taught that anything which is repeated in the Parsha of Menachos is Ma'akev. This is challenged from Melech, salting, which is not repeated. Yet a Braisa teaches that it is Ma'akev. In a Braisa, Rabbi Yudah says that Bris Melech Omhu, it is an eternal covenant of salt, teaches Shetehei Bris Amura B'melch, that there will be a covenant said regarding salt, requiring it for karbanas. Rabbi Shimon derives this from a Gezer Shavah from a Kahuna, that just as karbanas cannot be offered without kohanim, so too karbanas cannot be offered without salt. Rav Yosef answers that Rav holds like our Mishnah, which states, Lo Malch Kasher, if he did not salt the mincha, it is valid, and disagrees with its brisa. Abai objects that just as the case of Lo Yatzak, he did not pour the oil, actually means it was poured by a czar, but pouring itself is ma'akev. The case of Lo Malach may mean the same, but salting is ma'akev. Rav Yosef replied that the Mishnah cannot be discussing a czar salting. Does it enter your mind that a non-kohen may approach the mizbech to salt the mincha? Alternatively, since bris is written regarding salting, it's as if it was repeated and is ma'akev. Point number two, Abraisa teaches that if the Torah would have only commanded to bring a carbon with salt, we would include blood and wood in the salt requirement, since they're also called carbon. Therefore, the Pasuk writes, Mincha teaching, Ma minchem yuchedes, she'acherim bo'in chevela, just as a mincha is unique, in that other items come as an obligation for it, for example, the kometz requires wood to burn it on the mizbeach, so too all sacrificial items, which require other items, wood for their burning, must be salted, to the exclusion of blood and wood. On the next stuff, this is amended to be blood and nesachim, libations brought with the carbon, which are poured onto the mizbeach. The word carbon teaches that only the kometz of the mincha, which is offered on the mizbeach, requires melech, and not the entire mincha. The Braisa proceeds to teach that salt is also required for the lavona of a mincha, or any lavona, ketores, or mincha, which is completely burned, as well as any parts of karbanas, which are burned on the mizbeach. And point number three, in a Braisa, the Tanakhama darshins, shemisnadavin eitzim, that we may donate wood as an offering, which requires shnei gezirin, two blocks of wood. Another pasuk also mentions carbon eitzim, an offering of wood. Rabbi says that a wood offering is a mincha, v'tu'unin melech v'tu'unin hagasha, and they require salting and require bringing kosi mizbeach, like every mincha. Rabbi adds that according to Rabbi, the wood of such an offering require kamitza. Papa adds that according to Rabbi, eitzim tzrichim eitzim, the wood of this offering requires other wood to burn them, like every mincha. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rav taught that anything which is repeated in the Parsha Menachos is ma'akev. This is challenged from Melech, salting, which is not repeated. Yet a Braisa teaches that it is ma'akev. In a Braisa, Rabbi Yudah says that Bris Melech Omhu, it is an eternal covenant of salt, teaches Shetehei Bris Amura B'melech, that there will be a covenant said regarding salt, requiring it for karbanas. Rabbi Shimon derives this from a Gezer Shavah from a Kahuna, that just as karbanas cannot be offered without kohanim, so too karbanas cannot be offered without salt. Rav Yosef answers that Rav holds like our Mishnah, which states, Lo Malch Kasher, if he did not salt the mincha, it is valid, and disagrees with its brisa. Abai objects that just as the case of Lo Yatzak, he did not pour the oil, actually means it was poured by a czar, but pouring itself is ma'akev. The case of Lo Malach may mean the same, but salting is ma'akev. Rav Yosef replied that the Mishnah cannot be discussing a czar salting. Does it enter your mind that a non-kohen may approach the mizbech to salt the mincha? Alternatively, since bris is written regarding salting, it's as if it was repeated and is ma'akev. Point number two, Abraisa teaches that if the Torah would have only commanded to bring a carbon with salt, we would include blood and wood in the salt requirement, since they're also called carbon. Therefore, the Pasuk writes, Mincha teaching, Ma minchem yuchedes, she'acherim bo'in chevela, just as a mincha is unique, in that other items come as an obligation for it, for example, the kometz requires wood to burn it on the mizbeach, so too all sacrificial items, which require other items, wood for their burning, must be salted, to the exclusion of blood and wood. On the next stuff, this is amended to be blood and nesachim, libations brought with the carbon, which are poured onto the mizbeach. The word carbon teaches that only the kometz of the mincha, which is offered on the mizbeach, requires melech, and not the entire mincha. The Braisa proceeds to teach that salt is also required for the lavona of a mincha, or any lavona, ketores, or mincha, which is completely burned, as well as any parts of karbanas, which are burned on the mizbeach. And point number three, in a brisa, the Tana Kama darshins, shemisnadavin eitzim, that we may donate wood as an offering, which requires shnei gezirin, two blocks of wood. Another pasuk also mentions carbon eitzim, an offering of wood. Rabbi says that a wood offering is a mincha, v'tu'unin melech, v'tu'unin hagasha, and they require salting and require bringing kosi mizbeach, like every mincha. Rabbi adds that according to Rabbi, the wood of such an offering require kamitza. Rav Papa adds that according to Rabbi, eitzim tzrichim eitzim, the wood of this offering requires other wood to burn them, like every mincha. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chaf, and our standard siman is a cafe. A cafe, so here goes. At the Menachos cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, the chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well. Once again, in slow motion. At the Menachos cafe, that must mean we're on daf chaf. At the Menachos cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, which reminds us the Mishnah discusses whether salting a mincha is Ma'akev. So at the Menachos cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, the chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which sacrificial items require melech and answers anything burned with wood on the mizbeach. So at the Menachos cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, the chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well, which reminds us, Rebbe holds eitzim themselves can be a mincha and require melech, hagasha, kamitza, and eitzim. So once again, at the Menachos cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, the chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Tazayin. So the similar Daf Tazayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must mean we're on Daf Tazayin. The Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pico intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not the Lavona, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one had Pico intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not of the Lavona, or during the burning of the Lavona, but not of the Kometz, Ramir says it is Pico and obligates Karas, but the Chachamim say, Embo Karas ad Shiafago Bokoa Matir, it does not incur Karas unless he intends Pico during the entire perimeter, meaning the burning of both the Kometz and Lavona. So the Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pico intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not the Lavona, as another did somersaults as he did Holacha of the Mincha, but not the Lavona with Pico intent, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Pico b'Holacha, if one had Pico intent while bringing the Kometz, but not the Lavona, to the Mizbeach, is this considered Pico of a Chatzi Matir? Rabbi Yochanan says, Holacha k'kamitza. Bringing is the same as kamitza. Just as kamitza makes pigo with intent about just the kometz, since there's no parallel kamitza of Ravona, so too Holacha of just the kometz makes pigo. Reish Lakish says, Holacha k'katara. Bringing is the same as burning. Just as burning just the kometz with pigo intent does not make pigo according to the Chachamim, so too Holacha of the kometz with pigo intent does not make pigo. Since Ravona also requires Holacha, the Holacha of the kometz is only half the Avoda. So the Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pico intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not the Lavona, as another did somersaults as he did Halacha of the Mincha, but not the Lavona with Pico intent, wowed the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the Kometz on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shiraim the next day, and did so repeatedly until the entire Kometz and Lavona were finished. Which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Hikter shumshum lecho shumshum. If one burned a sesame-sized piece of the Kometz on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shiraim the next day, Achikala Kometz Kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire Kometz and Lavona were finished, there is a three-way machlokes between Rav Chista, Rav Hamanun, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully pigel, one says it is merely pasel, and one says it is kasher. Daf Yud Zayin. So the siman Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Harifi de Pupendisa, the sharp point of Pupendisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara, burning of one chatzimater can affect pigel in the burning of another chatzimater. Thus, burning the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day makes pigel. Rav Chisda was quoted as saying, "In haktar mefagelis haktar, burning of one chatzimater cannot affect pigel in the burning of another chatzimater." So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if one burned the Kometz intending to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day. So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day, he replied he once saw someone burn the Kometz with intent to eat the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the third parak begins, if one performs kmitza with intent, le'echol davar she'in darcho le'echol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the mizbeach, for example, the Kometz or Lavona, le'haktir davar she'in darcho le'haktir, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. Daf Yod Ches. So the Siman Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yod Ches or chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah. Chuppah? That must be more on Daf Yod Ches. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Yosef HaBavli asking Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel a question. And when Yosef HaBavli's face lit up, when it was confirmed what his rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, held, which is what he recalled, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel's eyes flowed with tears, and he said, "Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Alechem BeYoser. Fortune are you, Talmid Chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you." So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim told his talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila Ein Bila Ma'akev Hasbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera taught Koharui Labila, any mincha which is fit for mixing, Ein Bila Ma'akev Hasbo, actual mixing is not critical to it and it's valid without it. But any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then bila ma'akev hasbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim told his talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila Ein Bila Ma'akev Hasbo, and instructed them not to give any of the kashim meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, Kol kohen she'eino moda ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kosh Baruch Hu, but believes the avoda was invented by Moshe, Ein lo chelk ba'kohuna, does not receive a portion of the kashim foods of the kohuna. Daf Yud Tes, so the simon Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. On the kashim cruise yacht, that must move on Daf Yud Tes. On the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, which reminds us, Shechita does not need to be done by the Balim of a carbon except for the Par Yom Kippur, which needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kmitzvah measuring cups overboard, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos of taking a kmitzvah by hand is ma'akev. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, Yakrav is a mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near and he filled his palm from it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros Misha lo yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the trumpet is trying to throw shipments of kmitzvah measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas to which part of the Mizbeach to perform Hagasha of a Mincha. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Yossi considers Shteil Lechem and Lechem Apanim separate items for Pigol, but they can be combined? That's on Daf Yadalad. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have the mice of Yosef Abavli with Rabbi Lezman and Shmuel, and we learn Ashrechem Tamil Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chaviv and Lechem Yoser? That's on Daf Yudchest. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Rebbe holds that Eitzim themselves can be a mincha and require melech, hagasha, kamitza, and Eitzim? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss pigul b'halacha of a chatzi matir? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we malkokas to which part of the mizbeach to perform hagasha of a mincha? That's on Daf Your test. Good. Number 6. Which stuff discusses which sacrificial items require melech and answers anything burned with wood on the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that Shechita does not need to be done by the Balim of a carbon except for the Par Yom Kippur, which has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf Your test. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a list of the non-essential voters of a mincha? And we learn, Koharul Labila Aim Bila Ma'akevas Bo. That's on Daf Yirches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss whether salting a mincha is Ma'akev? That's on Daf Chaf. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if one burned the komets intending to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.